flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
One thing you don't want to miss is Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. It's my signature event. This is the second year. It's taking place this Friday, February 16th at 11:30 in the Rotunda. People will hear from our legislators and Black business owners about some of the unique challenges that our companies face that our white counterparts don't have to deal with. It's a hurdle. It's a gate that keeps us from getting to our next level of greatness. I've got business owners coming from Duluth who have rented buses. Rochester's bus is full. They just sent me a note yesterday to find out if I could help them get a van to put the extra people on. St. Cloud, people are actually getting their passports and crossing the river from Minneapolis to St. Paul to come. That's a big deal. And so I'm so honored and grateful that several business owners will be speaking at this event to talk about their stories and help people understand some of the difficulties we face. And it's not rainbows and sparkles over here. If you see a Black business owner who is successful, there's some dirt under the nails. The knees are scratched up from praying a lot. It's a lot of work. A lot of hurdles that we should not have to go through. Every dollar that I have been awarded is hard fought. Rarely do I ever have somebody call me and say, Shaletta, we want to work with you. It's usually a battle and a struggle to get people to do right and to honor their commitments and the promises they made after George Floyd died about diversifying their advertising budget. And so when I met Walter Dillon, we were both receiving an award from the Minnesota Retailers Association. Bruce Neistat and his team were honoring business owners of all races for their commitment to the retail industry here in the Twin Cities and throughout the state. And so Walter told his story. His wife was there. His child was there. And I was moved to tears. And I begged him, Walter, will you please, please be the featured speaker for Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. And he said, yes, he is joining us right now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Walter, thank you so much for not just being on the show, but for answering the call and being a part of my event on Friday.
No problem. No problem. And good afternoon, everybody.
Now, Walter, I just need you to tell that story because it touched me so much that I want anyone who is not familiar with Walter Dillon and his story, I need y'all to listen up. Walter, would you share your experience as a retailer here in the Twin Cities?
Yeah, my experience of being a retailer in the Twin Cities is absolutely phenomenal. I just had some unfortunate events happen to me. To make a long story short, it was a dream of mine to own a shoe store, and I convinced my wife, I don't know how, but I convinced my wife to go with me on opening up a shoe store to service the community and whatnot. But the unfortunate thing about my situation is that I had 5 break-ins within a couple of months span, and it absolutely devastated us. Every time we got knocked down, me and my wife, we picked each other back up, and we hit the pavement running even harder. But after 5 times, you know, it's hard for the insurance and whatnot to justify it. But what makes the 5th break-in so unique, and when I say break-in, I'm talking about everything from smash and grabs and things of that nature. But what makes the 5th break-in so unique, my wife was in labor with our son on the 5th break-in. So as my son was coming into the world, I got a call from my ADT alarm system telling me there's a break-in. I have to get out there immediately. So unfortunately, I missed the birth of my son.
And that, for me, as a mother who's delivered 4 children, that part was devastating for me. But also to know that after 5 times, Walter, y'all kept going back in. Y'all kept cleaning up. Y'all kept repairing glass. Y'all kept restocking the shelves 1, 2, 3, 4 times. Tell me about that experience.
Well, the biggest questions we used to receive was, why are you not bitter? Why are you not mad? Why are you not upset? Why don't you just take your shop, close it up, and go somewhere else? And I was telling the guys, we are pillars of the community. It's people watching us. If they see me break down, they see me angry and have all these sorts of emotions. When it's their time, I don't want that to be the example. I want the example to be resilient. When they knock you down, get back up. Because you know we're Black entrepreneurs, so it's just a little bit harder for us.
Yeah.
But the smiles we used to put on people's faces in the community, those was priceless. That's what I miss the most. I miss serving my community. I had high school kids working with me. I never say working for me. I always say working with me. And I got them off the streets for 4.5 hours a day during the week, practically all day on the weekends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I had mothers come and just say, thank you, thank you. It's those little gems that's priceless.
Yeah.
So just keep getting up, just keep thriving, and just keep going at it. That's my biggest advice for an entrepreneur, small business entrepreneur. Don't give up.
Yeah.
That was my biggest secret. Just don't give up.
And after that 5th break-in, you wound up closing your shop. But
your
fight did not stop. We're going to take a quick commercial break, Walter. But when we come back, I want you to talk to me about how you're fighting for legislation for retail theft crimes and what you are going to say to those legislators when you are the featured speaker at Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. We'll be right back. He is not turning around. He is pressing ahead to help small business owners like him. That's why Walter Dillon is a featured speaker at Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol this Friday at 11:30 in the Rotunda. He's joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. We are continuing our conversation because after his shop was broken into 5 times, one day, on the same day that his son was born, he missed the birth of his son so that he could go and check on the business. ADT had called, the police were there. And he wound up shutting his store down. Now, listen, Walter is a good, hardworking, smart man. He could go anywhere right now and get a job at anybody's company and get paid top dollar. But he's continuing his fight to help small business. Now, Walter, even though your business is closed, you have testified at the Minnesota State Legislature about retail crime ring theft and the punishment associated with that. Talk to me about that.
Yes. The reason I did that because I just wanted to bring awareness to the fact of the crime and things like that going on. Prime example, if my son decides to put a couple of dollars together and chase a dream and start his own, or if your children or your grandchildren or the next man's kids or grandkids or the next woman's, you know, kids go into business, I want to have this law in effect for them. So if this ever happens to them, they won't end up in the situation that I am. So I'm not only fighting for me, but I'm fighting for yours, theirs, his, hers, everybody. So that's why I stepped up and I spoke about this bill being passed. And by the grace of God, it got passed. So
This
is a payback for... This is payback.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think it would have passed without your testimony. What did you say to those legislators to get them to get on board? It's hard, you know, right now, Walter, because, you know, folks are on one side or the other side. You know, it's hard to get folks to meet in the middle and agree on anything. But you went up there with such a strong testimony and conviction and commitment that you got people who are on opposite sides of the aisle, philosophically, politically, the way they think, how they think problems should be resolved. But you got them to come together and agree on your proposal. How did you do that? What did you tell them?
To be honest with you, I didn't think I was that important. But I just basically told them what happened. I didn't try to play it up. I didn't try to make it look more special than it is. I didn't Hollywood it or nothing like that. I just told them what happened. And for those guys to come together like that, and we was all on the same page, that was a blessing.
Yeah. So, that was a miracle. I'm sorry. It was absolutely a miracle because it is difficult. You know, just even getting the legislators to agree to see business owners on Friday, you know, they think that I'm a Democrat and I'm not. I'm an independent. I vote however I want to vote based on the candidate that I feel would do the best job. And so it was hard getting the Republicans to see the necessity of meeting with these business owners. And, you know, once we realized that we were on the same page, you know, the door started opening up. But it was hard at first. So I know you had an uphill battle to climb.
Yes, I did. You know, as small business owners, we work just extra hard. We work probably harder than anybody else just trying to have a business, being a small business owner trying to have a business. So I think they took some of that in consideration. And fortunately enough, I was just there to give my testimony.
Yeah. And that testimony is so compelling and so important, which is why we are so grateful that you are going to be one of our featured speakers this Friday for Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Minnesota State Capitol. The second year, we're expecting about 800 business owners to be on all three floors of the rotunda. They're coming from the Twin Cities. They're coming from Rochester. They're coming from Duluth. They're coming from St. Cloud. We've got buses coming from Alexandria, vans, caravans, because Black business owners are getting together, leading with light and love to let our legislators know what we need. And the thing that I found so interesting, Walter, is, you know, everybody said, oh, well, they just coming for money. Mm-mm. No, they're not, because everybody doesn't need money.
No.
Some people need social capital. Some people need political capital. And in your case, you needed legislation so that this won't happen to another business owner. So that, you know, if somebody's thinking about doing this, they'll think twice because the punishment is more severe. So you're not coming there asking them for no money. You're coming there asking them to change the law, create something new. Because, listen, you know, these legal statutes, they're living, breathing documents. And as society changes, and you know, because smash and grabs were not heard of 20 years ago. Nobody ever heard of driving a truck through a business and stealing everything out of it. You know, that was so there were no laws on the books for that. And now, sadly, because that is a part of our society on a routine and regular basis, so much so that they don't always put it on the news. You had to go down to the legislature and let them know that breathing document that we have in here, these laws, we need to add one for retail, organized retail theft.
Yes, you're absolutely right. You hit the nail on the head. We wasn't asking for money. We were just we was asking to be heard by the legislator to get this bill across. That was our main objective.
And Walter, what are you, speaking of objective, on Friday when we all come together, 800 strong, to the rotunda at the Capitol, what's your objective? You know, why did you decide to sign up? Why are you attending?
We got to let these people know. We got to let these people know. We're not playing around no more. We come in numbers, like you say, but we have to let these guys know that we're not scared. We're standing up, and we're entrepreneurs.
And you know what? There's strength in numbers. You know, because before I had Black Entrepreneurs Day, it was me at the Capitol. And then I was the angry black woman. You know, oh, here she comes again trying to get something for small business owners. And I just got tired of going down there year after year by myself with the bullhorn, beating my chest, stomping my feet with my big girl drawers on, trying to make change. You know, but if we come down there 800 strong, I saw the difference. Right? I saw the difference. I saw the eyes open up. And last year, we only had 12 legislators who participated because they didn't know what to expect. Typically, it's just me. Right? But I was like, look, I'm bringing a couple of hundred business owners. Can you see them? And they were like, no, we're not going to be here. We're going to be in our district. No, we're not available. We have a meeting. No, you know, we don't want to participate. Well, guess what? When them 400 people showed up last year, all the ones who said no were down there with us. Because they were like, where's the party? Is this where the party is? We want to be where the party is. And so they were with us. They were at the rally. But then when it came time to see legislators, I was like, y'all not on the schedule. It's too late. We've already given these business owners their schedules. Maybe next year. Last year, Walter, we had 12 legislators. This year we have 56 legislators who will be seeing people at Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol this Friday. And, you know, I like to tell the story of one business owner who she had bought a building and it was abandoned before. And so the first of every month, people would dump on her building, like dump furniture or toilet seats or tires. And she would have to pay somebody like $400 to come in every month and pick up the debris. Well, one month she couldn't make it. She didn't have the money. And so the city began to fine her. And then the next month, some more people dumped on her property, not her fault, because they were accustomed to that being an abandoned building. They shouldn't be dumping anyway, but they didn't know somebody had moved into that building. And so 3 months, fines, dumping, you know, she was like, oh, my God, her sons were out there trying to pick up toilet seats and sofas and couches. They rented one of those big dumpsters, but it just wasn't enough. She went to Black Entrepreneurs Day. She talked to a legislator. They got those fines taken care of. They got a fence built. And they got that mess up. And now this woman has a beautiful building with a fence around it. And she doesn't have dumping anymore. If you don't have connections to political and social capital, something like that, Walter, does not happen.
Right. You're absolutely right. And that's why you are so important to our community. So important.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much. I'm so glad that you'll be there. I'll see you this Friday. And for anybody who wants to sign up for Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol, just go to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. That is the website right at the top of the homepage. You'll see a button. It says sign up. It's not an Eventbrite link. I have to physically interact with each and every person who signs up, all 800 people, because I have to find out where you live. I can't send the St. Cloud business to a Brooklyn Park legislator. I can't send the St. Paul business owner to somebody in Stillwater. I have to send people to their legislators. Unless, like Walter, you want to talk to the person who's in charge of crime legislation, then I'm going to send you over there. If you want to talk to the person who's over healthcare, I'm going to send you over there because you have a school where you train CRNAs and medical assistants, right? So I have to physically talk to each person. So sign up. There's an email and you just send me a note and we'll get you registered. Walter, thank you so much for being on the show. And again, thank you for making Friday even more special for all of us.
Thank you. No problem. And again, you are a blessing to our community. So we appreciate you. We love you and thank you.
Oh, God bless you. One thing you don't want to miss is Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. It's my signature event. This is the second year. It's taking place this Friday, February 16th at 11:30 in the Rotunda. People will hear from our legislators and Black business owners about some of the unique challenges that our companies face that our white counterparts don't have to deal with it. It's a hurdle. It's a gate that keeps us from getting to our next level of greatness. I've got business owners coming from Duluth who have rented buses. Rochester's bus is full. They just sent me a note yesterday to find out if I could help them get a van to put the extra people on. St. Cloud, people are actually getting their passports and crossing the river from Minneapolis to St. Paul to come. That's a big deal. And so I'm so honored and grateful that several business owners will be speaking at this event to talk about their stories and help people understand some of the difficulties we face. And it's not rainbows and sparkles over here. If you see a Black business owner who is successful, there's some dirt under the nails. The knees are scratched up from praying a lot. It's a lot of work. A lot of hurdles that we should not have to go through. Every dollar that I have been awarded is hard fought. Rarely do I ever have somebody call me and say, Shaletta, we want to work with you. It's usually a battle and a struggle to get people to do right and to honor their commitments and the promises they made after George Floyd died about diversifying their advertising budget. And so when I met Walter Dillon, we were both receiving an award from the Minnesota Retailers Association. Bruce Neistat and his team were honoring business owners of all races for their commitment to the retail industry here in the Twin Cities and throughout the state. And so Walter told his story. His wife was there. His child was there. And I was moved to tears. And I begged him, Walter, will you please, please be the featured speaker for Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. And he said, yes, he is joining us right now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Walter, thank you so much for not just being on the show, but for answering the call and being a part of my event on Friday.
No problem. No problem. And good afternoon, everybody.
Now, Walter, I just need you to tell that story because it touched me so much that I want anyone who is not familiar with Walter Dillon and his story, I need y'all to listen up. Walter, would you share your experience as a retailer here in the Twin Cities?
Yeah, my experience of being a retailer in the Twin Cities is absolutely phenomenal. I just had some unfortunate events happen to me. To make a long story short, it was a dream of mine to own a shoe store, and I convinced my wife, I don't know how, but I convinced my wife to go with me on opening up a shoe store to service the community and whatnot. But the unfortunate thing about my situation is that I had 5 break-ins within a couple of months span, and it absolutely devastated us. Every time we got knocked down, me and my wife, we picked each other back up and we hit the pavement running even harder. But after 5 times, you know, it's hard for the insurance and whatnot to justify it. But what makes the 5th break-in so unique, and when I say break-in, I'm talking about everything from smash and grabs and things of that nature. But what makes the 5th break-in so unique, my wife was in labor with our son on the 5th break-in. So as my son was coming into the world, I got a call from my ADT alarm system telling me there's a break-in. I had to get out there immediately. So unfortunately, I missed the birth of my son.
And that, for me, as a mother who's delivered 4 children, that part was devastating for me, but also to know that after 5 times, Walter, y'all kept going back in. Y'all kept cleaning up. Y'all kept repairing glass. Y'all kept restocking the shelves 1, 2, 3, 4 times. Tell me about that experience.
Well, the biggest questions we used to receive was, why are you not bitter? Why are you not mad? Why are you upset? Why don't you just take your shop close it up and go somewhere else. And I was telling the guys, we are pillars of the community. It's people watching us. If they see me break down, they see me angry and have all these sorts of emotions, when it's their time, I don't want that to be the example. I want the example to be resilient. When they knock you down, get back up. Because you know we're black entrepreneurs, so it's just a little bit harder for us.
Yeah.
But the smiles we used to put on people's faces in the community, those was priceless. That's what I miss the most. I miss serving my community. I had high school kids working with me. I never say working for me. I always say working with me. And I got them off the streets for 4.5 hours a day during the week, practically all day on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I had mothers come and just say, thank you, thank you. It's those little gems that's priceless.
Yeah.
So just keep getting up, just keep thriving, and just keep going at it. That's my biggest advice for an entrepreneur, small business entrepreneur. Don't give up.
Yeah.
That was my biggest secret. Just don't give up.
And after that fifth break-in, you wound up closing your shop. But
yeah, unfortunately,
your fight did not stop. We're going to take a quick commercial break, Walter. But when we come back, I want you to talk to me about how you're fighting for legislation for retail theft crimes and what you are going to say to those legislators when you are the featured speaker at Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. We'll be right back. He is not turning around. He is pressing ahead to help small business owners like him. That's why Walter Dillon is a featured speaker at Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol this Friday at 11:30 in the Rotunda. He's joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. We are continuing our conversation because after his shop was broken into 5 times, one day, on the same day that his son was born, he missed the birth of his son so that he could go and check on the business. ADT had called, the police were there. And he wound up shutting his store down. Now, listen, Walter is a good, hardworking, smart man. He could go anywhere right now and get a job at anybody's company and get paid top dollar. But he's continuing his fight to help small business. Now, Walter, even though your business is closed, you have testified at the Minnesota State Legislature about retail crime ring theft and the punishment associated with that. Talk to me about that.
Yes. The reason I did that, because I just wanted to bring awareness to the fact of the crime and things like that going on. Prime example, if my son decides to put a couple of dollars together and chase a dream and start his own, or if your children or your grandchildren or the next man's kids or grandkids or the next woman's, you know, kids go into business, I want to have this law in effect for them. So if this ever happens to them, they won't end up in the situation that I am. So I'm not only fighting for me, but I'm fighting for yours, theirs, his, hers, everybody. So that's why I stepped up and I spoke about this bill being passed, and by the grace of God, it got passed. So,
yeah,
well, this is a payback for this is payback.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think it would have passed without your testimony. What did you say to those legislators to get them to get on board? It's hard, you know, right now, Walter, because, you know, folks are on one side or the other side. You know, it's hard to get folks to meet in the middle and agree on anything. But you went up there with such a strong testimony and conviction and commitment that you got people who are on opposite sides of the aisle, philosophically, politically, the way they think, how they think problems should be resolved. But you got them to come together and agree on your proposal. How did you do that? What did you tell them?
To be honest with you, I didn't think I was that important. But I just basically told them what happened. I didn't try to pretty it up. I didn't try to make it look more special than it is. I didn't Hollywood it or nothing like that. I just told them what happened. And for those guys to come together like that, and we was all on the same page, that was a blessing.
Yeah. So, no, that was a miracle. I'm sorry. It was absolutely a miracle because it is difficult. You know, just even getting the legislators to agree to see business owners on Friday. You know, they think that I'm a Democrat and I'm not. I'm an independent. I vote however I want to vote based on the candidate that I feel would do the best job. And so it was hard getting the Republicans to see the necessity of meeting with these business owners. And, you know, once we realized that we were on the same page, you know, the door started opening up. But it was hard at first. So I know you had an uphill battle to climb.
Yes, I did. You know, as small business owners, we work just extra hard. We work probably harder than anybody else just trying to have a business, being a small business owner trying to have a business. So I think they took some of that in consideration. And fortunately enough, I was just there to give my testimony.
Yeah. And that testimony is so compelling and so important, which is why we are so grateful that you are going to be one of our featured speakers this Friday for Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Minnesota State Capitol, the second year. We're expecting about 800 business owners to be on all three floors of the rotunda. They're coming from the Twin Cities. They're coming from Rochester. They're coming from Duluth. They're coming from St. Cloud. We've got buses coming from Alexandria, vans, caravans, because Black business owners are getting together, leading with light and love to let our legislators know what we need. And the thing that I found so interesting, Walter, is, you know, everybody said, oh, well, they just coming for money. Mm-mm. No, they're not, because everybody doesn't need money.
No.
Some people need social capital. Some people need political capital. And in your case, you needed legislation so that this won't happen to another business owner. So that, you know, if somebody's thinking about doing this, they'll think twice because the punishment is more severe. So you're not coming there asking them for no money. You're coming there asking them to change the law, create something new. Because, listen, you know, these legal statutes, they're living, breathing documents. And as society changes, and you know, because smash and grabs were not heard of 20 years ago. Nobody ever heard of driving a truck through a business and stealing everything out of it. You know, that was so there were no laws on the books for that. And now, sadly, because that is a part of our society on a routine and regular basis, so much so that they don't always put it on the news, you had to go down to the legislature and let them know that breathing document that we have in here, these laws, we need to add one for retail, organized retail theft.
Yes, you're absolutely right. You hit the nail on the head. We wasn't asking for money. We were just we was asking to be heard by the legislator to get this bill across. That was our main objective.
And Walter, what are you, speaking of objective, on Friday when we all come together 800 strong to the rotunda at the Capitol, what's your objective? You know, why did you decide to sign up? Why are you attending?
We got to let these people know. We got to let these people know. We're not playing around no more. We come in numbers, like you say, but we have to let these guys know that we're not scared. We're standing up and we're entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? There's strength in numbers, you know, because before I had Black Entrepreneurs Day, it was me at the Capitol. And now then I was the angry Black woman. You know, oh, here she comes again, trying to get something for small business owners. And I just got tired of going down there year after year by myself with the bullhorn, beating my chest, stomping my feet with my big girl drawers on, trying to make change. You know, but if we come down there 800 strong, I saw the difference, right? I saw the difference. I saw the eyes open up. And last year, we only had 12 legislators who participated because they didn't know what to expect. Typically, it's just me, right? But I was like, look, I'm bringing a couple of hundred business owners. Can you see them? And they were like, no, we're not going to be here. We're going to be in our district. No, we're not available. We have a meeting. No, you know, we don't want to participate. Well, guess what? When them 400 people showed up last year, all the ones who said no were down there with us. Because they were like, where's the party? Is this where the party is? We want to be where the party is. And so they were with us. They were at the rally. But then when it came time to see legislators, I was like, y'all not on the schedule. It's too late. We've already given these business owners their schedules. Maybe next year. Last year, Walter, we had 12 legislators. This year, we have 56 legislators who will be seeing people at Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol this Friday. And, you know, I like to tell the story of one business owner who she had bought a building and it was abandoned before. And so the first of every month, people would dump on her building, like dump furniture or toilet seats or tires. And she would have to pay somebody like $400 to come in every month and pick up the debris. Well, one month she couldn't make it. She didn't have the money. And so the city began to fine her. And then the next month, some more people dumped on her property, not her fault, because they were accustomed to that being an abandoned building. They shouldn't be dumping anyway, but they didn't know somebody had moved into that building. And so 3 months, fines, dumping, you know, she was like, oh, my God, her sons were out there trying to pick up toilet seats and sofas and couches. They rented one of those big dumpsters, but it just wasn't enough. She went to Black Entrepreneurs Day. She talked to a legislator. They got those fines taken care of. They got a fence built. And they got that mess up. And now this woman has a beautiful building with a fence around it. And she doesn't have dumping anymore. If you don't have connections to political and social capital, something like that, Walter, does not happen.
Right. You're absolutely right. And that's why you are so important to our community. So important.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much. I'm so glad that you'll be there. I'll see you this Friday. And for anybody who wants to sign up for Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol, just go to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. That is the website right at the top of the homepage. You'll see a button. It says sign up. It's not an Eventbrite link. I have to physically interact with each and every person who signs up, all 800 people, because I have to find out where you live. I can't send the St. Cloud business to a Brooklyn Park legislator. I can't send the St. Paul business owner to somebody in Stillwater. I have to send people to their legislators. Unless, like Walter, you want to talk to the person who's in charge of crime legislation, then I'm going to send you over there. If you want to talk to the person who's over healthcare, I'm going to send you over there because you have a school where you train CRNAs and medical assistants, right? So I have to physically talk to each person. So sign up. There's an email and you just send me a note and we'll get you registered. Walter, thank you so much for being on the show. And again, thank you for making Friday even more special for all of us.
Thank you. No problem. And again, you are a blessing to our community. So we appreciate you. We love you and thank you.
Oh, God bless you.